There's a map online of Allegheny County with hundreds of red and green pins in it. They represent illegal dump sites identified by the nonprofit Allegheny Cleanways. The green pins are places where hillsides and vacant lots have been cleared of trash by its staff and volunteers. Asia Tansmore lives next to one of the sites that was marked with a red pin in Pittsburgh's East Hills neighborhood.
Over here by the steps, the city steps, there is a lot of trash back there. We deal with raccoons. We have very bad mice problems.
People in this hilltop neighborhood use the concrete city steps, which are themselves in disrepair. But to the left and right, at the top of the steps, are mounds of trash. Bottles, cans, wrappers, tires, electronics, and a lot more. Tansmore's even seen a washing machine. She's lived here with her family for almost 7 years.
I like the area because it's quiet and remote. We barely get our street done in the wintertime. We're like the last, so it's pretty bad, but if they can get the trash up, it would be awesome around here.
A crew from Allegheny Cleanway's Dump Busters program has already been to this site 3 times, working up from the bottom of the Singer Place steps. I tagged along on a recent Saturday as they tackled another section. The cleanup starts when a truck pulls up to deposit a small dumpster at the top of the stairs. Other equipment includes large plastic trash cans and lots of gloves. Danny Kramer, land-based program coordinator, goes over the safety rules with a new volunteer as people arrive.
So the first rule of Dump Busters is you're not allowed to get hurt. The most common injury is stepping on a nail or stepping on something sharp. So just really watch where you're stepping before you step anywhere. Any closed containers of liquid, keep them closed. Don't dump them out. It's probably something nasty or dangerous. So we just fill the cans with trash. We weigh the cans on a scale, and we write down the weight on a notebook that I've got over there somewhere. And then we just dump it.
Into the dumpster. Volunteer Lisa Goldstein grabs a can and immediately starts to fill it, but she's a little grossed out by the trash and the worms.
I picked up a dirty diaper. I saw it, I confronted it, and I made peace with it. Honestly, this is the first time I've ever really done something of this, I want to say, for lack of a better term, magnitude. So, it's just, for me personally, it's a big deal.
I think it's good to have this kind of response, though, because, you know, a lot of the public sees trash and thinks this, and that's why it's kind of either passively or actively frustrating.
That's Hillary Steffes, who works part-time with Dump Busters. Her overalls are already muddy as she climbs the steps with a heavy black plastic bag.
Shingles are very popular.
It's like renovation debris. It's just heavy. And so when you're doing renovation, if you are renting a dumpster, the weight does matter and affects the price. So we get a lot of like bags of plaster. Sometimes it's just concrete.
The household trash is a little more perplexing. So that's the more upsetting trash to me, even though it's easier to clean up and not as heavy. So we can make guesses about the story. Like, you know, when you see a littered area, you're more likely to add litter to it. I think that's how this much household trash ends up here. One person misses garbage day and chucks it, and it just kind of adds up after that. And this stuff's been building up for years.
I don't want to ask too many negative questions, but I was going to ask if you ever feel overwhelmed by all of this, because you see it every day.
Yeah. It's really hard to not feel overwhelmed and bummed out about it. And honestly, like, I try not to say this too much to the volunteers, but like, they're the whole reason that we're able to keep doing this every day. Like, it gives me hope to know that other people are willing to do this in their free time for free. Like, it's gross hard work. Just knowing that other people care. And that's a big reason why we do any of this, is to signal to the people who have had to live near this trash that other people do care.
I'm Helen King.
So why did you come out today?
Well, it's a nice day, and I don't like to see a lot of pollution and trash lying around. I like being outside, and I like being around nature and helping nature.
Oh, how seasonal. It's Halloween butter-flavored popcorn.
Larissa Gula from Carnegie has been volunteering with Allegheny Cleanways for about 3 years.
Litter cleanup is something that my mother was really passionate about. So then as I got older, she ended up passing it down to me, which is a little funny because I used to give her a lot of grief for stopping to pick up trash, and now I do the same thing that she did. So I guess we turn into our parents in the end.
In her can are broken CDs, takeout wrappers, and dozens of bits of plastic.
I think people act like litter shouldn't be a thing, but I also think that in reality, our system just is not designed to keep up with the amount of waste we produce.
I want to make bingo eventually for our cleanups. There's always an umbrella.
Tires.
There's always tires. There's always, for some reason, a free weight at every site. No matter what kind of site we're working at, we'll find a weight. It's so weird.
Someone unearths the bottom half of a toilet.
Is it pink? Oh, it's so pretty. I'll take it. 25.5 pounds worth of toilet. That's another one that could probably go on the bingo card as a toilet. It's pretty common.
Steffis weighs a can with a blue plastic baseball bat sticking out of the top.
Sometimes household trash gets here because of evictions. That's another part of this where you're like, this is an effect of really bad housing policies. You know, everything's pretty political and tied to policy. So I don't really get too offended by people's personal behavior in regards to dumping sometimes, because I know there's obstacles that are causing it, especially like baby stuff, diapers, baby food, toys.
Danny Kramer says dumping happens when something is difficult or expensive to get rid of the right way.
It's free to dump on a hillside if you don't get caught. So I think there just need to be a lot more resources. One of the solutions, and it's like challenging to even conceive of, is having the producers of this stuff take responsibility for the products in the first place. If tire companies had to account for each tire they made and account for the full life cycle of it, we wouldn't have this huge problem with tire dumping.
Tires are more than just heavy and an eyesore. They collect water and breed mosquitoes. Everyone is wearing long sleeves and bug spray to avoid being bitten during this 3-hour shift, which is just starting to wrap up.
I'm gonna sleep good tonight after all this. Whew, I'm done.
It looks so much better already. There you can like envision what it'll look like in the springtime. I mean, Pittsburgh's such a beautiful city and every neighborhood has its own special hidden nooks and crannies, and everyone deserves to have a clean and beautiful place to live. So I think about it all the time.
The grand total for the day is just over a ton of garbage. The dumpster will be emptied at Pittsburgh's Department of Public Works, but the dump busters will be back again tomorrow to push further into the wooded area at the sides of the steps. And eventually, this dump site will be marked as completed on Allegheny Cleanway's map with a green pin. Head to our website to check out the map and see photos of the dump busters in action. That's at alleghenyfront.org.